بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنك لعلى خلق عظيم وإذا قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وعاشرهن بالمعروف فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إيمان لمن لا أمان له صدق الله العظيم صدق على رسوله الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم respected علماء elders brothers السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته may Allah Ta'ala make whatever is being mentioned a means of our hidayat and the hidayat of entire mankind at large say amin inshallah Respected elders and brothers, this is the thing that we ask Allah Ta'ala for in every rakat of our salah, when we say, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. O Allah, guide us on the straight path. O Allah, guide us on the straight path in every rakat of our salah. And there's a very beautiful, important advice Allah is giving us, how we can get hidayat very easily. As I mentioned, Allah gives us tawfiq of making amal, whatever we mention. The source of our hidayat. Where does this hidayat lie? Respected elders and brothers, if for example, just we start this one amal, then all of us, as soon as the adhan is heard, we will reply to the adhan and make our way immediately to the masjid. Or put it this way, we prepare for our salah before adhan. Not at the time of Iqamah. If our Salah is at 1 o'clock for Zuhr, we start preparing for Zuhr Salah before quarter to 1, before Adhan. In this way, by us making this effort to obey Allah, answering the Adhan and making our way straight to the Masjid, Allah will give us Hidayat. Allah will give us Hidayat. I am not saying, Allah is saying. فَبَشِرْ عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ ان کو بشارت دیجئے give them good news give them glad tidings that those that will listen to the words of Allah and His Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم attentively they will pay attention they will answer the azan they will respect the azan and they will make immediate effort to go to the masjid And they will follow in a beautiful manner. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ These are the people Allah will give hidayat to. Hidayat is for those that will respect the adhan, will respect the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they will practice immediately in a beautiful manner. Allah ma tawfiq nasib farma, say ameen. And these Allah ta'ala calls them ulul albab. These are the people of intellect. Who are the people of intellect? The certificate by Allah. The certificate, the greatest certificate. Alimum bizati sudur alim. Allah is alim, full of knowledge. The greatest. Allah is saying the certificate is deserving for that person that will take the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seriously. So you want to know who is the real intellect in the eyes of Allah are those that come to the masjid early. Allah hum sabko tawfiq naseeb farma. Say ameen. Allah give us all hidayat to realize this aspect. Respect the azan, obey the commands of Allah, follow in a beautiful manner. These are the people Allah will give hidayat. We are asking for hidayat, that is where hidayat lies. And that is the certificate of Allah. Allah is going to call you in His eyes, you are the intelligent people. Allah make us from the intelligent people in the eyes of Allah. Say Ameen. Respected elders and brothers, the Jamiat had spoken about the conditions in the Ummah and how our society is living today. There's so much of strife, so much of fighting, infighting, etc. It's a very important discussion. And this overall should always be the vision of every ummati. Which direction am I leading? Which direction is my family leading, how am I, is the tarbiyah of my children, the community, and the entire ummah of Habib, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very important. Subhanallah, we see Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, his concern for the ummah. When he noticed that, you know, mashallah, wealth was coming to the ummah, and people's lifestyle was becoming, what do you say, more easy. He was concerned that at this time, when things become too easy and luxurious, then the people are not able to endure hardship. And their lifestyle becomes such that it takes them away from the command of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he wanted that it is important that within the believers, there should be this quality of mujahada, this quality of being hard, this quality of being able to handle endurance, etc. As Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Al-Muslim qawi khayrun min Muslim da'if. A strong Muslim is better than a weak Muslim. In every way, I must be able to be hardy, I must be able to handle hardship, difficulties, etc. Take it, manage it. In fact, I get very upset when we go for Hajj and the guys say, you know, it's very hot. Why are you frightening? Allah has made that heat. Allah knows why He's made the heat. Why? We must take it in our stride. Be enjoyed and manage it. Hey, inshallah, I'm going to be such, I will take it. Why frighten the people regarding the heat? Allah made it. Allah knows why He made it and why we're making Hajj over there. Why do we frighten the people? So in the same context, it's so important. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, and advised his governors to tell the people that they should still walk bare feet. They should still ride the camel and the horses without a saddle. In this way, you are developing them to be hard, to handle, to manage, etc. Difficult situations that do arise and will arise. So can we manage it? Can we handle it? This is so important. So that kind of a vision, do I have that in regards to my family? Do I have that regard in regards to my children and the tarbiyat of my children? At this juncture, let us just ask ourselves that in our homes, how are our children growing up? Compared to, let's say, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. Today, when we look at our youth, look at our children, look at our ladies, basically we will find that it's easy going. From the time they are small, they are sitting with the cell phone, they were sitting with the iPads. Where is that going out and making themselves, you know, going into, be it in, or running on the grounds or whatever? Do we see that today? That easy way of life, is it doing good to them or harming them? We need to reflect, we need to ponder, which way are we leading our children? Which way are we going, our grandchildren are going? Some days ago, some family member, one of the nieces told me that, you know what, Maulana, my daughter is not speaking much. She's not sociable. Kid, about 3 years old. I say, when she's talking to you, you're sitting with a cell phone? She says, gee, Maulana, that is my problem. I realize that now. Ask ourselves, are we allowing this to carry on? Our homes like that? Are we harming our children? So these are important aspects that we need to look into in regards to this, our tarbiyah and the upbringing of our children, so that inshallah, and our community as a large, that we protect them and we guide them in such a way. I mean, you look at the non-Muslim, especially the white community, look at how they are, and from a young age, they are sending them to the beach early in the morning, making them swim, making them walk bare feet, climb up mountains, hiking, etc. So much they have built them in that way. Muslim qawi, a Muslim is supposed to be strong, a Muslim is supposed to be hardy. Muslim, as Allah has made us such, that we must be amongst those that must be even in the forefront when it comes to jihad. Allah has, this is the quality of a believer. How we are supposed to be. So we need to reflect on ourselves, that has this lifestyle of us taken us away from what we are supposed to be? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that a time will come and Allah protect, we must not be amongst those when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the kuffar will just pick us up like what we are seeing today. Sadly, Allah help the ummah of Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Say ameen. Really, it's worrying, it's depressing that everything is just basically focused on the ummah throughout the world. And these guys are doing as they want upon the Muslims, killing and slaughtering, and we can't do anything. And when you ponder upon what Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that the sickness of wahan, hubbud dunya wa karahatul maut, that the love of dunya has made us such that we feel shy, difficult to come out of that and to go and help our Muslim brothers in the way that we're supposed to have helped them, and we fear death. These are the things that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam has spoken about. So this point about this vision, about ourselves doing some soul searching, how am I leading my life, how am I bringing up my children, how is my community moving, and how is the ummah moving at large, is important thing that we should be reflecting upon and seeing how we can make ourselves an ummah that can stand up to all the challenges that come in front of us. In this regard also, and when we look within our community, and we look at all the strife and all the things that are happening. You know, so many years ago, many, many years ago, I remember one of our pious elders, when he came to South Africa, Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib, Nawarallahu Marqadu, Allah Filih Qabar Ud-Nur, he just asked us some questions about our conditions in our country. And then he mentioned a very beautiful statement. In Urdu, he said, Hamare jazbaat ko akkal ke taabe banao, aur akkal ko shariat ke taabe bana do. Hamare jazbaat ko akkal ke taabe banao, aur akkal ko shariat ke taabe banao. Beautiful words for us to reflect, and everyone should use this as their guideline. Should use this as the, you know, guide. And in fact, the same message we should give to everybody. Important message. Our egos, our desires should be controlled by our intellect. And our intellect should be controlled by Sharia. Should be governed by Sharia. Let's just ponder upon this. Your intellect, your emotions must be controlled by your intellect. In regards to today's discussion that the Jamiat had brought forward, there may be an argument, husband-wife. Now, what does your emotion say? Now I must swear her. Or vice versa. She must kick up a tantrum, you must kick up a tantrum. That is your emotion. That is what you feel you should do. But what does akal tell you? By in front of your children you're going to swear? In front of children, you're going to behave in this manner. What example are you setting? Am I emotional or am I intelligent? Let us ask ourselves. In everything, how do I handle the situation? You know, sometimes I even go say, I see how things, you may laugh at what I'm saying, you may take it incorrectly, but I see how people sometimes are really bonkers. Amen. But what must you support that British team? Why must you dress up like them? Are they paying your rent? But look at how they have brainwashed you, that you have become so gullible that you want to dress like them, you want to behave like them. The one guy tells me, Maulana, you don't feel shy too. Maulana, you know, when my son's team is playing there in England, and he's sitting in front of the television, and he's got the mug of the team, and he's got the thing, and in the score a goal, he's jumping like crazy. And when they lose, he goes into depression. I say, bhai, akal, how does that help you? They're winning or losing, does it benefit you? But look at the mentality. Look at how emotional they become, and look at how we have been brainwashed. And this goes across the board in anything and in everything. Am I ruled, am I controlled by my intellect or my emotions? In everything we look. How I buy things, how I will spend on something. Do I have to buy that specific thing when I can do without it? No, but because it's a trend, because it's a style. Like I ask the people, guy, are you a poor man that you are wearing this torn jeans? So no, I'm not poor. Poor? This is the style now. Are you buying? Ganda, what y'all are thinking? Why you must do that? Is that a style? Because they doing monkey do, you want to do. This is the reality of our thinking today. I can't understand. And I mean, I ask you even from another angle. I mean, mean, doesn't that lady feel ashamed? Doesn't that lady feel ashamed? She's wearing that tight-fitting clothes in front of her sons. Is that right? Her showing, revealing her body? Even Sharia is there. But I'm saying, is it right for you, for as a mother, to be dressed up in front of your son like that? And your daughter wearing the tight-fitting clothes in front of the father? Don't they feel ashamed? Where is the akal? I mean, where is the modesty? We need to reflect on these important factors. And this is when we become the slave of our desires, then we'll see that there is no control over our emotions. That is the one angle. Now let us look at Sharia and our intellect and our emotions. Look, we will have issues that will come up. But what does Sharia tells me? How do I handle issues between husband and wife? One of the most important factors, to put this in perspective, what is so important that will help us to protect us and to guide us? Many, many years ago, I think about 40 years ago, when one of our jamaats from South Africa had gone to Australia, there they met a brother who was really far from deen, Muslim brother, who was a rugby player, and somehow or the other they managed to convince him to join them for 3 days in Jamaat. And he was, what we say, garam magaj, hot-headed person, but somehow or the other they patawed him, they made his mind ready and they got him ready to go with them in Jamaat. So he went with them in Jamaat. After 3 days when he comes home, which was not his attitude, was not his way, he comes at the door and knock at the door. Normally you just barge into the house. No salah, no nothing. He knocks at the door. So when the auntie opened, the wife opened the door, she's shocked because unexpected this man has come in. And nothing is prepared. And he was such a person in those days, you could do what he could do. First thing, if the thing or food was not right, he would give her a couple of shots. He would beat her up. If the salt was less, she got a hiding. And she was terrified for him. And really, sometimes it's shocking when we see the behavior. You know, Allahu Akbar, few years ago, I was so shocked. While I was making tawaf, there's a short guy, his wife is even short. While making tawaf, he gives her one tamacha. I say, mad, this guy is so crazy. What does he think of himself? On the mataf, he's doing this. And then poor auntie put her head down from India with a dopata, he gives her a second shot. You know, if you can't do anything there in the haram to give him a hiding. But this is the situation. Some people, I can't understand what kind of temper they got. Are they got no respect for anybody? Such an important thing in that, such an important place to behave in this way. I always give this one important nasiha. Whatever you say, whatever you do, think, are you hurting the heart of somebody else? Be mindful of that. Don't hurt the heart of somebody else. Be very, very mindful of that. In any case, this guy comes home. When his wife saw him first knocking at the door, that was the first surprise. Second thing, he makes salam to her. He never used to make salam. So she's a bit more nervous. What is happening with this guy? He just give me a break before he gives me a shot. So he's running, she's running to go prepare something. He tells her, whatever you got, I'll take. That was never his way. Allah, what is happening to this guy? He's behaving in such a way that I can't imagine. Now she's even more nervous. She was always expecting something to get a shot, and today he's talking in a different manner. In any case, whatever he prepares, she prepares, she puts it on the table, and she wants to run away, just expecting now just one shot will come. He tells her, sit down. And after he sits down, he takes one morsel of food and put it into her mouth. She's shocked. She can't believe this. And he tells her, I have learned Ikram a Muslim. I have learned that to be kind, to love, to respect, to treat another Muslim in a nice way. She couldn't believe it. She ran away from there. But what was it? It was this important factor. That Iman, that Allah consciousness had come into her heart, his heart. And spending the 3 days in the path of Allah, the talk, that Allah is aware of whatever we do. We are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That iman had come into heart, had awakened his heart. And that is what deen is all about. When we consider the hadith and the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how important iman is, and how important iman is linked to good character. First and foremost, la imana liman la amana la. Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, there is no iman for the person that cannot be entrusted. That person does not have iman that can never be entrusted. Entrustment means not only in the form of wealth. When a father gives his daughter to you, then remember he's given you an amana. That amana, that trust that he has given you, you need to respect it, you need to look after it. Understand how important this fact is. That's a sign, that is the measure of your iman. And at the same time, reflect, again use your akal. Use your akal. That lady is an amana in your house. Tomorrow your daughter is going to be an amana in somebody else's house, in your son-in-law's house. You treat somebody else's amana properly, inshallah they will treat your amana properly. Understand that factor. You want your daughters to be happy, then you treat your wife properly. System. Allah is watching. So reflect upon this important factor. La imana liman la amana la. So that amana that has been given to you. Likewise, Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, akmalu imanakum. Most perfect in iman. Most perfect in iman is the one who has the best of character. Khairukum, khairukum li ahlikum. The best amongst you is the one that is best to his family. Look, think to good character. Good character is leading and treating your family in a good way. Treating them in the best honorable manner. So important that we reflect upon this. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.